over the garden path into the flower bed. He was proud of the feat, I saw it. "The quantity of fruit I have eaten on this bench," he sighed. "Apricots, peaches and cherries. One day that garden bed will become an orchard grove, and I shall allow you to pick as much as you please without paying me anything." I was grateful without showing undue excitement. "Which reminds me," he hit the side of his nose with one finger. "The manager of the pension handed me my weekly bill after dinner this evening. It is almost impossible to credit. I did not expect you to believe me. He has charged me extra for a miserable little glass of milk I drink in bed at night to prevent insomnia. Naturally, I did not pay. But the tragedy of the story is this. I cannot expect milk to produce somnolence any longer. My peaceful attitude of mind towards it is completely destroyed. I know I shall throw myself into a fever in attempting to plumb this want of generosity in so wealthy a man as the manager of a pension. Think of me tonight." He ground the empty bag under his heel. "Think that the worst is happening to me as your head drops asleep on your pillow." Two ladies came on the front steps of the pension and